It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us again this week. And this week we're going to go over, oh God, the big thing, holiday blues, as someone just stated. When you are single over the holidays, how to cope. We have two special guests with us today. One is Eunice Blakely. She is a licensed therapist, correct, Eunice?
Yes.
Yes, and we also have Denise Levy, who is a matchmaker international, but she also is a life coach as well, joining us. But before we get into the show, I wanted to talk with my good friend, local author Teresa. Each show we're going to try to promote local artists, local shops, etc., and what stocking stuffers that are available from them. This week I want to talk with Teresa for a brief second about her book 13 Steps to the Cellar and how you can get that as a stocking stuffer. It's an ebook, but you can actually put the receipt in the stocking and they can go and download it. Are you there, Teresa?
Hi, Sheila. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I love you. I love local talent, and you are incredible. You're a local author. I want everyone out there to support you so you can bring us some more books. Well, how do I get your book? I want everyone to kind of get it for Christmas for their loved ones, people here locally, because you're local. And so how would I get your book?
Well, 13 Steps to the Cellar, it's a murder mystery, but the story is in Maine, but there are also lots of locations here along the Gulf Coast. But it can be purchased as an ebook on Amazon, on Nook, or on Smashwords. And it can also be purchased as a gift for an individual or for a group. Mm-hmm. And this Monday, on November the 11th, the gift option on Amazon is going to only be for 99 cents.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You go to Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com.
Okay.
Type in 13 Steps to the Cellar, and that is going to be the numeral 13, not letters.
Okay.
And when you type that in, you'll go to the book page, and there will be a gift option. You can buy for others, and you place the quantity in the box. You can buy one, you can buy two, you can buy 20. And then when you will have those emails, links emailed to you, and then you can email them to the recipient, or either you can print them out to put them in a stocking, or in a birthday card, or in an anniversary card, in anything.
Oh, wow. It's wonderful that you're a local author, and the book is just amazing. I'm just now starting to read it, and I'm going to continue to talk with you a little bit over the next couple of weeks and kind of talk about the book and what I'm learning from it. But did you want to say anything out to the Gulf Coast tonight?
Well, I just appreciate your support. I love being on your show, Sheila. I'm enjoying it every week. You can, even though it's an ebook, you can read it on any device. And there is a free Kindle app that can be downloaded on the 13 Steps to the Cellar page. So you can download that free app, and you can read it on your phone. You can read it on an iPad. You can read it on your computer. You can read it anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Teresa. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bubba wants to ask you a question, Teresa. Can he ask you a question? Okay.
Sure. Hey, Teresa. Yeah, I have a question for you. And it's not so much being single at Christmas. It has me down. It's the fact that I believe I have more birthdays in the rearview mirror than I do in the windshield. So as that goes on, I find myself losing more and more loved ones.
And
so when Christmas comes around, I keep thinking about, you know, the good things, that I have with my loved ones. And
I think, Bubba, I think
that,
you were, Bubba, I think you were going to ask that to our therapist that's on the air.
The therapist?
No,
oh,
it's
I'm
not.
Sorry.
Just one second. Teresa. Teresa is
Quite, did she hear any of that?
No, I don't know if she did, but I do know that we're, Teresa is promoting her book, which is 13 Steps to the Cellar. But hold on, Bubba. We're going to let you talk with the therapist when she comes on.
Thank you.
All right, Teresa. Okay. Hi. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
All
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye bye. Okay, so tonight, right now, next to me in the studio, I have Miss Blakely. Miss Blakely, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how I can reach you after the show if I have any a need to talk with you and set up an appointment?
Yes, I am Eunice Blakely. I'm a licensed professional counselor here in Mobile, and I serve the Gulf Coast area, which includes Mobile and Baldwin counties. I can be found on social media at Eunice Blakely 1. Mm-hmm. That's at Eunice Blakely 1. My website is ECM Counseling. That's the initials, ECMCounseling.com. Mm-hmm. And you can reach me on at 251-250-4161.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So we'll also have that up on our website, how they can contact you. Also with us tonight, we have Denise Levy. Are you there, Denise?
You on her own? Yeah, she's here.
Are you there with us, Denise?
I sure am, Sheila.
Yeah, we have a caller already for our topic tonight. So if you could tell us a little bit about you. I know I was doing some research online, and I came across both you and Eunice. But you are a life coach, and you do matchmaking and all that good
Correct.
Stuff.
Yes, I am considered a relationship expert. I have been in the industry for a little over 20 years now. And basically, I am a certified life coach, a professional matchmaker, and I do a lot of volunteer work within the community regarding mental health.
Well, what I want to do, since we have right now a caller on the line, and the topic of the show tonight, guys, and anyone who wants to call in, please feel free to call us. We are taking calls live, and but the topic is how to deal with changes this holiday season. So let's talk to Bubba. Bubba, are you there now? We do have the expert song with you now. Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right. I had a bad connection, and I thought you said I was on, so I apologize for that. But the experts, I do have a question for you, and hope that you can answer this. Like I said before, I have more birthdays in the rearview mirror than I have in the windshield, so therefore, I find myself losing loved ones more and more as, you know, life happens. So, but doing that, you know, I keep thinking about the memories, the good memories that we have around the Christmas time and in the holiday seasons and the birthdays and all that. What do you suggest, and or how should we cope with losing loved ones, and especially around the, you know, the holiday seasons? Because As someone in an older generation now, I have grandchildren. And so I think back, well, how many more years do I have with my grandchildren to make the memories that I was able to make with my grandparents and my mother and my aunts and uncles, and I even have a sibling that's passed. And so what do we do as individuals trying to cope with, I don't know if it's depression, but it's just the loss of a loved one that I think we all can come across and feel like, you know, we get a little down or depressed, you know, from time to time. What do you suggest, or how should we cope with that?
Basically, death around the holiday season. And I was going to say, Eunice, I'm sure you deal with a lot of clients that deal with that, and we'll start it, and then we can finish it up after the break. So, Andrew, please listen, and if you have another question, feel free to call back in. What do you say to Andrew?
One of the things that I find most importantly, he made an excellent point about feeling like he has more birthdays in the rearview mirror than he has, you know, in the front of him. So one of the things that's very important when you have that sadness that comes on during the holidays is just to preserve those memories, you know.
Well, let's because we have to go to break now. Let's continue this when we come back from break, because I really want to hear what you have to say. It just sounds like a very important question.
Yeah. You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life independent and free.
Welcome back to the show. We just had a question from Bubba that Eunice was going to help us with. It's basically, I mean, what do you think, Eunice? Dealing with death as time goes, as you lose more people
right
over the holidays.
Yeah, so what I would like to see happen is just kind of preserving those memories during the holidays. And one of the things that you really want to do is to make sure that you are honoring your feelings, because that will bring... because it's a natural feeling to be sad, and that will bring those bouts of sadness because you really miss people that you spent these holidays with, people that you love. You just miss them, and honoring that.
Talk about it. Don't try to hold it in.
Right.
Because you're with, if they're your family, they're his family, and you both miss them, basically.
Right. And so that's one of the things that people do. Sometimes they stay silent when they don't realize they help one another by talking about it and by honoring those feelings and missing, looking at pictures and different things like that. So, because everybody misses that loved one who's not at the table anymore. So if they kind of share the feelings, even if it's not sad feelings, but just kind of share memories about it, that kind of helps get the things going on along with moving toward enjoying the holidays.
Enjoying the holidays.
Yeah, because that sadness, because that sadness is going to be a part of it. You know, it should be an expected part of it, because that seat at the table is probably going to be empty. So it's better to prepare for it in, you know, in advance as much as you can.
Well, we're not all going to be about sadness tonight. We do have Denise on, and she's going to help in a few minutes show us how we can coach ourselves to meet someone and over the holidays. And I want to ask Denise, once we have a caller on now, but once we get through with the caller, you know, how to go out and meet people over the holidays, how to have fun when you're dealing with loss. Yeah.
It's
so
important.
We have a caller on now. Hi, caller.
Yes, hi. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I have a question. You know, when we look on Facebook, we see all these people have at these parties or just groups of people. And what do you do if you're just not invited? You know, what if you're just a little different and you just don't fit in, and but you see all this happiness and you just wish you wish you could be part of a group.
And part of the group activity and feel more included when they have events. What do you think about that, Denise? Because you're a life coach.
I apologize, Sheila. I cannot hear your caller at all.
Well, what the caller is stating is she said that she goes on Facebook, and she also has friends. They have a lot of parties. She doesn't really have she doesn't get invited, basically. So what does she do over the holiday season to feel more included?
Right. And I think it's important to acknowledge, too, a lot of what we're talking about today is not just for the holiday season. This is just dating in general as well. And so some things that she can do is to let it be known that she wants to be included in some of these activities, to let her friends know, hey, I'm single and I'm out there and I'm looking. So if you know of any holiday parties or anything going on where I can meet some new people, I would really appreciate an invitation.
Well, Denise, what about... you know, because when I research you, I mean, you're all over the place. Like, you're like one of the world, like you're a local expert. I'm so happy that you're here with us. But, you know, I'm single this holiday season, and I have plenty of friends that are single. So a lot of times on Christmas and Thanksgiving, we tend to isolate and to, you know, watch, you know, the Christmas Story or something like that all day. And so what do you suggest for us?
I suggest having an adopted family, so to speak, a get-together. Invite all of your single friends, those that don't have family that are local within the area. Find out who the other people are in the same situation. And if nobody has planned or organized something, take the initiative and plan something yourself and start inviting people.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good idea.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
a really good idea. But, you know,
you know, if you sit back and don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. So
right.
the key thing here is to be able to take action. So don't wait for the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own party. Let everybody know that you're looking and let them know that you're single.
Mm-hmm. What do you have any, because one of the main things about the holiday season and like the holiday blues is whenever you go out, you go to Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, you're one of the three cousins and you're the single one. You haven't met anyone. The other two are married. You're sitting at the table. They're like, oh, your clock is ticking, you know, like they also say, what happened to Joe? What happened to Rob? You know, and it's your family, so they know your life more so than anyone
right.
else. But they're just being inquisitive. They're not trying to hurt you, but they don't realize the hurt that comes along with that. So, what do you suggest? I mean, do you think if you meet someone tomorrow, so to speak, listening to you or calling you, Denise, and is it too soon to take them to, you know, Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner? And how would you suggest we go out and meet people?
Well, there's a series of questions there, Sierra.
Yeah.
So
it's loaded.
One at a time. First of all, as far as how to handle the family questions, mm-hmm. my suggestion is don't wait for it to happen. Be the one that brings it up first. Again, let people know. I'm single.
Yeah.
I'm looking. If you know of anybody, please let them know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of owning it rather than being ashamed or embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if those questions frustrate you, answer them ahead of time in your head. Think about what your responses would have actually been. But go ahead and preempt it and bring it up yourself and say, hey, I'm single. I'm still looking. You know, here, you have any questions? Ask them now. And bring it out in the open to start with. Does that make sense, Sheila?
It does. It's like face it head on. Don't let it
exactly.
come to you. When you walk in, you used to have Joe next to you. He's not there. Well, you know, Joe is gone. I'm single. And, you know, just face it. I think that's brilliant,
mm-hmm.
Denise. I really do. I think that would help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is your family, so they do have your best interest at heart. You just have to open up and be willing to basically announce where you are in
yes.
life.
Absolutely. I think that kind of nips it in the bud right there. And
mm-hmm.
so if you're prepared emotionally and you've gone through in your mind what your responses are going to be, it takes away from that fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing you can do is to prepare for it ahead of time.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Eunice, in terms of, the emotional side, because, you know, Denise is a life coach, and she's really good at relationships, helping you get your relationship and finding out what you can do to live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
But some people still, they have that emotional pain. They're depressed, that depression, that anxiety. How do you cope with that? Is it what she stated, you know, just face it head on, or what do you say?
Yeah, I think it's, I agree with her. You face it head on, but however that looks for you may be different than it looks for me. Facing it head on for me may be me facing it with someone holding my hand,
mm-hmm.
supporting me, you know. Like she says, do a couple of run-throughs in your head with different things,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have to... to a certain extent, have your emotions intact when you go out, and when you feel like you're unraveling, you know, be ready to pull back in. Know your triggers, know your
mm-hmm.
body, know your signals, know when it's time to, okay, I need to take a break, or maybe I need to go to the restroom or something to get away from people, to get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for the most part, get the support you need. Prior to going into the social situation.
Because people have different levels of mental stability, basically, as to what they can handle and cope with.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can, you know, just handle a lot. But some people really are more fragile mm-hmm. than others. And even though it is your family, they're not intending to try to hurt you or try to make you feel less of a person or lower because you're single.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to have your best life, and they're just trying to be concerned. But how do you, like, how do you keep from being a hermit?
Yeah, so I can definitely talk about that. Mm-hmm. Try to balance as much as you can. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say there's no such thing as balance, but try to balance it as much as you can. If you're going to go to a family setting or any kind of outing, social setting, set a time limit. If you're going to be there for an hour, if you're going to be there for 30 minutes, if you're going to be there for 30-minute increments before you take a break, mm-hmm. Always have a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a plan in place, you're better prepared to, mm-hmm. you know, for what you can do emotionally. And then you'll know if you start to feel a certain way, like that's your cue that you may need to go take care of yourself.
I agree. And I think what Denise said, like just own it, like just own up to it. Just,
right, absolutely.
When you get, just prepare yourself to own up to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want to talk about what if you can't? You just literally can't own up to it. So we'll talk more about this after break. Thank you, guys. You're listening to Health Talk and Eunice and Denise. We look forward to talking with you and more.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back to the show. Tonight we have two special guests on. The first, I have Denise Levy. She is actually out of Pensacola with Matchmaker International. Denise, can you tell us a little bit about you and what Matchmaker International is? How does it work and et cetera?
I sure will, but Sheila, first let me clarify, it's Matchmaker Gulf Coast.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. So how does it work?
Well, basically, with what I do, I try to start people off with coaching before we even start the matchmaking process. Mm-hmm. And the reason behind this is because they need to learn how to present the very best version of their authentic selves before they get out there and start dating.
Of course.
And by preparing for it in this manner, they actually eliminate a lot of their fears and their fears of rejection and things of that nature. And so the whole process does start with coaching, and then the matchmaking process itself, it boils down to what they're looking for, essentially, what their likes and dislikes are and what they're open to meeting and what their deal breakers are. And there's just a lot of detail that goes into the actual matchmaking process.
So basically, if I was looking for someone to meet someone for the holiday season, is it too soon or would you recommend that or not?
Well, you know, there's different opinions out there as far as the season and dating is concerned. A lot of people refer to it as the cuffing season. I'm not sure if you've heard of that expression before.
Yeah.
But basically, it's where people are stumbling into these relationships because there's not much going on but the holidays and cold weather and wintertime. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to not have snow here in the South, but mm-hmm. we still get that change of season. So we do get a cuffing season here as well.
Got it, got it. Well, my second guest today, who is wonderful,
thank you.
It's Eunice Blakely, and she is a therapist. Like, you are someone like me that has issues with the holidays because of, you know, being afraid to face my family and being the topic of conversation about why I'm single, you know, and
yeah.
my clock is running down. So, but
and those are all issues, Sheila, that we do address in the mm-hmm. coaching aspect mm-hmm. of it before we start matchmaking.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit, Eunice, about you and how I can reach you after the show and what exactly you do for us?
Yes, I am a licensed professional counselor. I do all types of mental health assessments. I do mm-hmm. substance abuse assessments. I'm an addiction specialist. Mm-hmm. My main focus is mental disorders such as depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. Those are my two main focal points. Well, that's what I get the most of, mm-hmm, I would say. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is because of other comorbid issues, maybe a chronic health issue that a person has and that has brought on depression or anxiety and things like that. So I have an office on Bel Air, 316 Bel Air Boulevard, and I am there. My email, not my email, your telephone number. My email, you can reach me by email because some people prefer emailing.
Email.
It's info, like information, info at eunicblakely.com.
How are you spelling your last name?
B-L-A-K-E-L-Y.
L-Y.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, Denise, what are the steps in your program? Like if I was to call you tomorrow, what's next?
Well, it would depend on what you were looking for. If you're talking about matchmaking, the first step would be to go to my website, which is matchmakergulfcoast.com. And once you're there, you can submit a profile to my database. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my database is where I go to look for matches for my clients. So it's not necessarily a guarantee of service, but it is the first step, and it does get you in the door. Mm-hmm. From there, they would schedule a strategic planning consultation in my office in Destin, and then we would determine what services would fit their needs best.
I have a question for Denise. What would be a good response for family members when they confront you, like during the holidays, and ask those uncomfortable questions such as, you know, where's your date? Or, you know, as Sheila said, your biological clock is ticking. What would be some good responses to those questions?
You know, I'm always, Eunice, I prefer humor to anything.
Yes.
And so I would suggest you try to use a little bit of humor because it does tend to take the edge off of it. And, you know, you can play it in so many different ways, but it's like, oh, well, maybe next year I'll have someone, and this year we're celebrating me, and I'm enjoying
my singleness. That's good.
And again, it's all about owning it.
Yeah.
It's about feeling comfortable and having that confidence before you walk into the situation.
That's good. Because I've encountered people that have been very uncomfortable going around their family for the holidays because they know they're going to be confronted with those questions. And they have their own, they're struggling with their own feelings about that, with the depression that they don't have anyone to bring, and everybody else does, you know, or it appears everybody else does, you know, have someone.
Right.
So just kind of resolving those feelings around that. It would be
right. And
the other
thought too, Eunice, is, you know, if you have clients that are showing these things right now because we're approaching the holidays, you know, they could do a family holiday email and send it out ahead of time so that everyone knows that they're single. So it's not asked at the dinner table. It's not the topic of discussion.
Oh, that's a good
idea. You know, you want to find ways to make it known ahead of time so that you're not being put on the spot.
On the spot, in the center of discussion at the table.
Yeah, because a lot of times you don't know what feelings that's going to evoke.
It's an open wound, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an open wound sometimes.
Yeah, and I would just get in the car and leave, knowing me, depending on how I'm feeling, if I'm not properly, you know, I guess girded up for those type of questions. You know, sometimes they just kind of hurt, you know.
They do.
You know, like I said, you can use humor. Pull out your cell phone and say, okay, well, I'm on Bumble right now. Let me see if I can get a date over here in the next hour.
Right, since that's so important.
That's really, I never thought about that. Say, okay, well, let's go online right now, everybody.
Right.
Let's look up someone. that's really neat. But so basically, the holiday season, you know, it's basically it's wonderful. I don't want to make anyone think it's not a great time of the year. It is a wonderful time of the year. But, you know, another aspect of it is presents and gifts and the Christmas tree. And you're single, you know, last year you may have been married. And now you have to, you know, buy gifts. You have to get a tree. You have to it's like all these steps that can play into your mental stability. And it's only 12 months. So, like, if you had someone last year and now this year or not, that's, like, only 12 months.
Yeah, a short time.
They don't get over it that soon, you know? So how does life coaching come into play with that, Denise?
Well, I think, you know, it's a process that people go through, whether it's a divorce or a breakup or even a death for that matter.
it's an entire grieving process that people go through, and sometimes they come to me at different stages in the grieving process. And so it really depends on where they're at and what's going to help them the most as far as where they're at with the grieving process.
Right.
How do I know where I am? Like, how do I know? I think when you and I spoke, you said something about being aware.
Self-awareness is key. And, you know, there's your basic stages of grief. Whenever you go through any type of loss, whether it's the bargaining, the denial, the anger, the acceptance, in coaching, when you start talking about it, it's very easy to figure out what stage you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's basically, it's a conversation that we would have with you, and you would tell us, you know, basically mm-hmm. where we are in the process. And then at that point, you would know how to manage us from there, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And I think the biggest thing that you need to know about life coaching is it's more about taking action. It's not so much about talking about your problems and talking things over. It's more about coming up with a plan of action and taking the next step. How do you get closer to your goal?
I think, Denise, that's where you and I kind of complement each other, our services.
Exactly.
Because you would do more of the process and then mm-hmm. the talking about that, you know, the grief and all that with me. And when you're like, okay, I'm ready for action, then that's when life coaching is going to mm-hmm, help you with mm-hmm. Those steps, putting those steps mm-hmm, in place and mm-hmm. holding you accountable. So that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And think of life coaching as psychoeducational.
Yes.
Psychoeducational.
Makes it easier because what are you doing? You're learning, you're growing, you're personally developing, you're doing things to better your life. And so it's not necessarily about me as a life coach fixing their problem mm-hmm. and telling them what is wrong and how to fix it. It's more about looking at what their options are that are laid out in front of them, creating more opportunities to take action, and just really following through with everything.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Eunice, because isn't it at a point where you just have to deal with it?
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. But it's like on your terms, mm-hmm. you know, you've heard of the saying life on life terms, you know, like nobody can dictate with you when it's time mm-hmm. For you to deal. You do it in steps. Grief and different things like that is so personal, you know, that no person grieves alike, you know, and I don't think we are supposed to judge someone's grief, but we do a lot of times.
We do.
We do. Mm-hmm. Well, she should be past that. Oh, it's been 20 years or it's been mm-hmm. 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is your heart here, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be more, you know, treated a little more delicately and be more respectful of the process that people are going through. Because one of the things that's important in therapy is it helps you to not stay stuck if you become stuck.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So
if you get
support.
Stuck at a phase in the grieving process. But I still, like, I'm not a therapist and I'm not a life coach. I don't have any of the expertise either of you have. But I still think, and this is probably part of the problem, that when you see your cousin sad and depressed, you just want her to get up and go. Just mm-hmm. get up and go. Just don't sit and just wander in it.
Yeah, sometimes the mistake is people get up and go, I say they get up and go too soon because they try to busy themselves so they won't feel those feelings because they're kind of icky and they're uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and it's a mess, you know, mm-hmm. but it's a mess that we're going to have to clean up sooner or later, mm-hmm. you know, so I encourage people to feel those feelings, and if you need to lay down, you know, for a couple of days, do that, but always have a time limit, you know, like I will set a time limit, okay, Sunday at 12 o'clock. This is over. This phase is over. I'm getting up. You know, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. And I'll have a plan mm-hmm. in place. It's important to have a plan in place. Or sometimes you have to listen at the people around you that's rallying around you to support you. Mm-hmm. To say, okay, well, you can't stand up on your own, but we're here to help hold you up. You know, mm-hmm. where you're weak, we're strong. So that's where that support system comes in at. But we have to be careful that we're not dishonoring somebody's feelings in an effort to help move them forward or make them move forward. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, because then it becomes more about us than about them.
About them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, Denise, you kind of have a different perspective, which we'll talk about a little bit. Maybe it's the same, you know, that you have to be ready when you get up and go. But we're going into break now.
I think it's more about being prepared.
Yeah, being prepared. So we're going into break now. We do have some more callers that are going to be coming up in the next segment. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to call us. And thank you for listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. And I thank my friends for being here with me tonight.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Friends. Now, tonight we have Eunice Blakely, a licensed counselor, correct? Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And I have my life coach, Denise Levy, on the line with us. She's also a world-renowned matchmaker, correct, Denise?
Yes. Life coach and matchmaker.
Yes. And her. Well, we have a couple of callers on the line, so I guess we should start with the first caller that's on the line, Nicole. Nicole, are you there with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
And you have a question for our experts tonight?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole. I have a question. My name is Nicole. I'm a newly divorced mother.
Speak up. My husband
and I divorced 7 months ago.
Can you speak up a little bit, Nicole, for us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me better?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes. I'm a newly divorced mother. My husband and I divorced 7 months ago after 11 years of marriage. He's living in a neighboring town, and we share custody of our children, ages 9 and 7. It was mostly a bittersweet divorce, and our kids heard far too much anger towards the end. My question is, what to do about celebrating Christmas this year? I want the first holiday after the divorce to be pleasant as I can make it for them, but I don't know. It's going to be a tough on everyone. My ex-husband probably visit here on Christmas Day. He probably take the kids for part of our school vacation. Do I just try to celebrate like we always did? Like, is there any suggestions you would be appreciated?
Ask her. Hang on to listen.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Nicole. You can hang up and listen to the experts, and thank you so much for calling. That's a tough question. What do you think about that, Eunice?
I knew you was going to ask me. I was thinking, what about you, Denise?
I was going to say, please repeat. I could not hear her.
Oh, yeah.
She's basically stated that her she was married 11 years, and she's going through a divorce. The kids are being split between the two homes this Christmas, this holiday season. And he's out of town, and she doesn't know what to, you know, she doesn't know how to handle it. It's the first Christmas she won't have her kids, basically, with her.
Right. Mm. I think that, you know, when you're going through transitions like this, it's good to really kind of take a sense of what rituals you want to hold on to, which ones you want to keep, and which ones you want to ditch. You know, which ones are too painful to do without your spouse now that you're single.
Right.
And so it's self-awareness and looking inside and digging deep. Which rituals do you want to hold on to that give you that sense of well-being? Which ones do you want to ditch? And then thirdly, you want to ask yourself, what can I do to start new rituals?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and think about what you can do to start new ones so it's just you and, you know, whoever it is that you're surrounded with that time.
What were you going to say, Eunice?
I was going to say for the B part of the question as far as the kids, what you want to do is just make sure you're checking in with them. But I like to hear people say kids are resilient, and that's the truth. But at the same time, sometimes people say kids are resilient and they neglect the fact that they still need to be heard,
mm-hmm.
you know, but just kind of check in with the kids, make sure they're okay, and get their input on the new rituals or, you know, whatever's going to be doing.
It's hard.
Yeah.
That's a really hard case because you just went through a divorce and they're separated. This is your first year without them. That's really hard. I think we have another caller on the line. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you speak up a little bit? How can we help you tonight?
And my question is, I was married for 42 years to my wife, and she passed away. And when I go on dates, I lose my date by trying to compare her to my wife.
I see. So this is your first Christmas without your wife of 46 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the question, sir. Just hang on and listen. Hang up and listen. What do you say about that, Denise?
She probably
did. Denise, his first Christmas alone after 42 years?
Yes, yeah. It's his first Christmas alone.
And his wife passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's kind of comparing the people he date with his wife and losing them in that process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. When you're doing the comparison game, nobody wins.
Right.
Let's start with that. You know, as far as the marriage was concerned, you're always going to have that attachment to your wife, and there's no reason that you need to completely let go of it in order to move forward. But it is important that, you know, you're focusing on your new situation. And so, you know, whether or not, and it's really hard to answer this without knowing if, you know, how long he's been seeing this new person for.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it was a couple of people that he was seeing that he lost in the process of comparing.
Yeah,
so
this is
more
his
than
first
one.
His first Christmas alone without his wife.
Okay, I'm trying to. It's very hard to hear the callers when they're calling in because I'm on the phone too, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the comparison game in general is not going to lead down to a good road. And I'm sure you've come across this a lot in counseling too, you know.
Yes. Yep. And it's like you said, it's not a winner. You have to just kind of set new relationship goals to see what you want and start moving forward with that part of the process.
Well, we have Karen on the line now. Okay. These are tough questions, guys. I don't know. But hi, Karen. Are you there? How can we help you tonight?
Hi, Karen. Yes, I have a question. I have a large family. I'm very blessed. We're having a big Thanksgiving dinner. But I have a neighbor who doesn't have any family. She's only lived close to me for a year. So I've invited her to have Thanksgiving dinner with us. She's been very reluctant, and she finally agreed. But only today she said to me, "But I'm leaving before you take the family pictures." So how can I, as a hostess, make her feel comfortable, make her inclusive in our celebration?
That's a good question, and I'm glad that you invited her. That's a big step, and I think the good part about it is she's able to express to you, okay, well, I'm leaving before the family mm-hmm. photo, and if that's what she wants to do, then, you know, we want to honor that, but at the same time, just treat her, just be natural.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the same host as you would be, and not show her special attention, but not so much. You know, mm-hmm. not so noticeable.
Just include her
and just, you know, be very natural, because what you'll find is that your family probably would start to, you know, move toward her as well.
Well, I want to thank all the callers tonight. And I want to, before we go, because we have 2 minutes left in the show.
Oh, okay.
But before we go, I want them to be able to know how to reach you. And just give a little bio, because I want... You are totally different than Denise, and I want them to know when to contact Denise and when to contact you. So we'll start with you, Eunice.
Okay, so you want to contact me when you're ready to go through the process of grieving during the holidays or any time, any issues that you're having. You want to reach me at 251-250-4161.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And ecmcounseling.com.
ecmcounseling.com. Now, Denise, can you tell us a little bit about you and then how my caller listeners can call you tomorrow?
Absolutely. For either matchmaking or life coaching, they can reach out to me at 850-684-5393. And that's actually my life coaching line. And for more information, they can visit my website at deniselevybsw.com or matchmakergulfcoast.com.
I think the goal of the show today is just everyone is at what I take, not being one of the two experts on the show like you guys, but it's okay for me to have my own comfort level.
Absolutely.
And to face it and mm-hmm. to... go, you know, move ahead of the situation.
Absolutely.
If I want to cry, I cry. If I
right.
want to, you know, I just need to address the issue before it hits me head on.
Yeah, like Denise said, self-awareness.
Self-awareness is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And
self-awareness and owning it.
And owning it. Because it's not a bad thing to be single.
It's not. And it's not a bad thing Mm-mm. to be sad because it's a natural emotion.
Well, thank you guys for listening to us tonight. Join us next week again, same time Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you need to reach us, call us at 251-264-3009. Enjoy your evening and happy holidays. Everybody, happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Denise, and thank you, Eunice. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.